Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitoch Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for Zivik, by Yaakov Aaron and Rochel, and the Nishmas Malkabas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shlomo Chaim, Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren Ben Moshe, and Gittel Basar Rav Eliezer Manoach. And for Shlomo Yitzchok ben Sora, David Shimon ben Esther, Adiel Shmuel ben Rosemary, for Mordechai ben Sora. I'd like to, this evening, discuss a little bit what happens, or what really the inyan of Bitochen represents. Bitochen really represents the unique nature of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Trust is probably the most ingredient, surely the most important ingredient in any relationship. If you can't trust a friend, if you can't trust another person, then you can't have any relationship with that individual. So trust is critical to relationship. And we put up Bitochen and Hashem, it's maybe the ultimate connection. Rav Meir Simcha in the Meshech Chochma seems to say that the source in the Torah for the mitzvah of Bitochen, for the Inyan of Bitochen, is Ubay Sidbok, Dveikus Vashem. Dveikus means clinging to Hashem, means the most intimate and ultimate connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, he says, that means Bitochen, because when you put your trust in Him and you're saying, I put my trust in your chesed. I'm putting that trust, and I know that I'll be surrounded by chesed. That trust is really the maybe the most graphic, maybe the most critical expression of that relationship with Hashem. And I think that if we fine-tune and enhance that relationship with Hashem, in other words, the dynamics of it, the dimensions of it, the nuances of it, it can help to strengthen the foundation of Bitochen, the ability to achieve Bitochen, and of course the infinite benefits that accrue to the Baal Bitochen in terms of his Menuchas HaNefesh, his peace of mind, and the influence that he has on his well-being, his future, and life itself. There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Pesach, we read Shir HaShirim. It's a critical dimension of the whole Pesach experience. It refers a lot to Yetzias Mitzrayim, and of course to the Yetzias Mitzrayim being the beginning of that relationship of the newfound Ummah, the nation of Klal Yisrael, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And pasuk says in the second parak, my beloved is mine, is to me, and I am his, or I am to him, who shepherds his flock with roses, meaning in a very, Rashi says, yofe v'noyach, in a very pleasant and peaceful way, he shepherds us. But Rashi makes a very interesting, almost strange comment on doidi li v'ani loy. Doidi li, he says, who called Srochov tov loy tova ela mimeni? He only, he says, not mi uma so'ilo. All of his needs he asks from me, only from me. He asked me to bring a korban Pesach. He asked me the next one is to be kaddish b'chayrois, to maktish the b'chayrois to him. He asked me to also the mikdosh, to make a mishkan or a mishkan, a mikdosh, and he asked me to bring korbonos, oilos, and only he asks us and not the rest of the world. Va'ani srochai ani tovei mimenu, and I turn to him and I ask him for all of my needs. Now, it's obviously very bizarre for many reasons, but Hashem has no needs. He needs nothing. Do you mean he needs the Korban Pesach because he can't eat matzah or bread on Erev Pesach, so he needs flesh? Do you mean that he needs the b'chayros to serve him because he can't take care of himself. He needs servants, but the b'chayros to do the avodah. Do you mean that he needs a mikdash, which also the mikdash chadim seichem, because really he's homeless and he needs the mishkan and he needs the korbanos because he needs to have food for breakfast and food for dinner? Obviously, he has no needs. So what are we talking about? Who called srochav loitova ele mimeni? He only asks of his needs only from me. What needs are we talking about? What are we talking about? Must be, l'chayra, that we're asking him for everything. We're turning to him for everything. All of our needs we need from him. We beseech him, we beg him, we rely on him, we have our bitochon in him and so forth. And on a certain level, the relationship feels a little bit strained. I'm constantly turning to you, but I give you nothing in return. You get nothing from me. It's all a one-sided relationship. And a one-sided relationship to a sensitive soul who truly wants a relationship, not just a sugar daddy, not just a source of a machine with which to milk all of my needs. So I want a relationship. And I don't want to be the only one. So I want just as I'm asking you for everything I want to be able to give you what you want. Okay, I understand that. So that means we should say, that I provide him with his needs, and then I ask all of my needs from him. But it doesn't say that. It says more than the fact that I provide him with the Korban Pesach and with the what was the second one? The Korban Pesach and the Bechoyrois and the Mishkon and the Korbonos, the Oilois. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say I provide him. It says, Hu tzrochov loitova ele mimeni. He's toiveya. He's asking me, he's demanding, he's coming to me and saying, give me Korban Pesach and Mishkon and Bechoyrois and Trum and the Korbonos. Why not? If I care. I don't want to be the one that just takes from him. I'm going to ask him for what I need. And of course, he provides. And I want to give him back. So that's how I give him back. But that's not the anila doidili. That wouldn't be an equal relationship. That wouldn't be a balanced relationship. Still, I'm begging him. I'm toiveya. I come and demand and I ask. He gives me. And he, I give. No. In order for that balance to be perfect, the relationship not to have any discomfort whatsoever. It's not just that I give him. It's that just like I am teveya from him, I ask from him and he responds. He asks from me and I respond. Now, obviously, he doesn't have any needs. The tzrochov is only to make me feel that it's equal to my relationship. But it has to be so equal. It has to be so comfortable. It has to be so balanced. It has to be so total that just like I know I have to ask and tevea means to demand, so to speak, what I need from him, he's doing exactly the same thing from me. He is demanding from me. And the pshat is, he wants me to feel that way because deidi li, he is to me. He wants me, he treats me, he says, listen, you're going to have to turn to me for all of your needs and make your requests and make your demands. I'm going to make demands from you so that that relationship feels so close, that there's no bumps in that relationship. There's no rough edges in that relationship. There's nothing in that relationship that makes me feel, well, it's a little bit unbalanced. I'm asking him for everything and he is really not asking me for anything. I'm giving him everything, but no, it's not the same thing. He doesn't need me. He needs me. I need him. He needs me. Well, he doesn't really need me, but he allows me to feel that way so that we have this perfectly balanced relationship. If we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes so far to see that this relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so perfectly balanced, that there's nothing we shouldn't feel in the slightest uncomfortable. And think about it for a moment. When I go and I'm tevei, I say, please, you need to help me. I need this, that, and the other thing. Please help me. It's a different level of confidence that I come with if I know that he is doing the same thing to me. He is begging me, he is teveya me for everything that he needs. Kaviyochol, it's not true, but he lets me feel that way. Now I can come to him and say, hey, I need this. I'm not embarrassed. I'm not afraid. I'm not uncomfortable because it's reciprocal. He asks from me what he needs, and I ask him what I need. He's teveya me, I'm teveya him. So look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done, has created this doidili vani loy, in order that I be comfortable being teveya kol srocham, that I turn to him every day and say, Rabbeinu Shalelam, I need this, I need this, I need this, I need this, and I'm counting on you. You're the Refi Cholim, you're the Mevorech HaShonim, you're the Shemei Atfilo, you're the Cholim Adas, and I'm counting on you to give it to me. I'm teveya, I'm asking, I'm beseeching you, and I do it with such a feeling of comfort and confidence because you do the same to me. You have created a situation where doidi li, that you have allowed me to feel that you're asking me for your needs just as I ask you for my needs, which gives me a certain relief, which gives me a certain comfort, which gives me a certain satisfaction that, yes, I'm not embarrassed to ask from him. I'm not squeamish about asking from him. I'm not hesitant to ask from him. We got this relationship. He asks me what he needs, and I ask him what I need. Wow, what a comfort level. That, I believe, is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done to create this ease with which we can turn to him, to create this comfort with which we can turn to him, to create this confidence and this bitochen with which we can turn to him, because this is the nature of the relationship. He asks me what he needs. He's teveya from me, his needs, and I'm teveya from him, my needs. Excuse me. Therefore, the process of asking, the process of being teveya, is so much more comfortable. It's so much more pleasant. It's so much more confidence, feeling of confidence, because he does the same to me. Just a thought in terms of maybe easing the ability to really truly feel and experience bitochen in Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help that we should be able to feel comfortable and confident in beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our needs. And our needs are so great. Merubim tzorchei amcho. Not only the matzav in Eretz Yisrael in terms of the war and the wars that may be going on, the matzav of the decision to draft Yeshiva Bochrim, which is such a tragic day in the history of modern Israel, because it's only in the Schus HaTorah that we have any kiyum whatsoever. And now, Chmod Letzlan, who knows what and who knows where it's going to lead to. And we have tzoras all over the world. We don't have any friends. We're all alone. And certainly we need every inspiration and every comfort and every sense of confidence to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and beseech him and be teveya from him all of our needs. Merubim tzorchei amcho, Hashem should help that we should feel that bitochon in being teveya the tzrochim, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should respond to our tefillas, and we should be zeiche to see nisim v'niflois, kimei tzeischem me'eretz mitzrayim, erenu niflois.